Need a website that drives real results? AmericanEagle.com delivers end-to-end digital solutions, from expert web design and development to performance-driven digital marketing. Visit AmericanEagle.com today to get started with your digital transformation.
Time to check in with Richard Roper and get his commentary on a couple of things, beginning with the fact that it's Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest in Chicago this year, isn't it?
This is kind of surprising to me that this is the first time ever that they've actually done a Chicago element. So, of course, they do it from New York City. They've been doing it since 1972. Dick Clark hosted all those years. And in recent years, of course, it's been Ryan Seacrest and other people. But after the ball drops in New York, then they're going to go to Chicago and show that everywhere, you know, nationwide. And they're still talking about what they're going to do. I think they're going to show the fireworks. You know, they do the fireworks on the bridges now, which is really cool. It's very cinematic. You know, it's gorgeous. And it's kind of fun because you can just walk over if you're in the city or if you're staying doing a staycation downtown. And then I think they're going to have a stage somewhere. They haven't announced yet, you know, like a go-to place. So they'll be doing cut-ins as well.
We don't know who the host is, do we?
We do not yet know. I know that you probably, if they could pre-tape the ball drop for you,
well, you know
you're
what?
The morning host. So,
they tape the Los Angeles party. I think they do that in the summer.
Yeah,
that's not live. They kind of trick you.
Really?
I wonder why all these years they haven't done a network cut-in from Chicago.
Because you would think that'd be one of the things they do early on when they had the technology to do it. Like in the 60s, even before Dick Clark's, due to the new, thanks to the new satellite technology, we're going to go to Chicago, Illinois, you know? So, but they never have. So I think it's a great thing. And it's interesting with New Year's Eve, Bob, because it's like, you've worked some New Year's Eve. I know you. There's footage of you out there,
yes,
talking about ringing in the New Year.
Sadly, it lives on YouTube for years. When I was at Channel 2 in the early 80s, I would be part of their New Year's Eve local celebration.
You'd
telecast.
Like, Alyota, Haynes, and Jeremiah will be joining us in the next hour.
No, the best was I was at the Park West with Chuck Berry and Henny Youngman.
Nice.
That was a good one.
Oh, talk about a time machine. was Marty McFly there?
But you know what? It wasn't bad to work on New Year's Eve. It's, as they say, the worst night of the year to go out, right? Amateur night.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting because, when you're young, you go out. And then for a while, I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'll host New Year's Eve parties. That way, you don't have to worry about traffic or getting a cab back in the day and all that nonsense. And people, you're nice and warm and cozy. But what I found out with that is that people don't leave. They never leave. You know, you're turning the lights off. You're doing all that kind of stuff. You're playing that closing time song. And you still got those four people. Oh, yeah, you know, you wanted us to stick around. But I remember covering it, Bob. And you remember Y2K. I know a lot of your listeners do. And that was the big, cover of Time magazine. And there was this big concern that December 31st, 1999, there was going to be this utter collapse of everything because computer systems had stored digits just 99, and they were afraid it was going to go back to 00, right? Mm-hmm. And there was like the President's Council on the year 2000. So at the Sun-Times and at every news organization, it was all hands on deck. Whether you were in entertainment, news, sports, we were all assigned to go out and be ready for this.
They were expecting the worst.
Got to be prepared, right?
Yeah.
And there had been a lot of preparation. And by the time, New Zealand, and then you start getting the other, time zones, and you could see it was, by the time it got to Chicago, it was pretty evident that there was going to be no major problems. And at the time, we had this very kind of sophisticated European editor. He had been with the London Daily Telegraph. You know, he was the kind of guy that came in and said, why isn't everyone wearing coats and ties in the newsroom? Great guy, great, but he also had that sensibility where he had in advance he had hired like a jazz trio and brought in a stocked bar, because by 12:30, everybody, 200 people back in the newsroom because there was nothing to cover. So it was kind of like Downton Abbey when the servants come up that one night a year. They get to come up and toast with the executives and everything. And then we all just went home, and the next morning there was no more Y2K.
Was there a party when it was clear nothing was going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. He said, well, let's have a party because everybody had to work. And there was, everybody was just calling in, on their scanners and on their car phones. Stones, as we called them at the time. What's going on in Pilsen? Nothing. People are celebrating. What about over here? What about at the CTA's command center? And everything was fine. When the numbers flicked over, it wasn't like a Mission Impossible movie. Nothing happened.
Yeah, you forget the hype leading into that.
It was huge.
Before you go, let's talk about a couple of new streaming series set in Chicago. Are these now actually going to be shot in Chicago?
Now, these are actually out right now, and both of them doing very well. So there's a series on Netflix called Death by Lightning, which is fascinating because Michael Shannon plays James A. Garfield, who was assassinated by this crazy guy named Guiteau. Mm-hmm. We don't really talk too much about that. But
Charles Guiteau.
Charles Guiteau, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Nicely done. Who was kind of one of these wannabe, he thought he was going to be a part of Garfield's circle, and he was delusional, and he shot him in a train station in D.C., but the convention in 1880 was in Chicago.
Hmm.
It's a different building now, but where the Art Institute is was the International Exposition Hall or whatever. So you get this scene where, you know, Congressman Garfield and all the politicians are making their way down the streets of Michigan Avenue, and it's shot in Budapest because there's great architecture, but mm-hmm. what it looks like is Budapest. That's what it looks like. And then you have All Her Fault on Peacock, and that's one of these series where the mom goes to pick up the kid from a play date, and the kid's missing, and now everyone's looking. And it's set on the North Shore, set in the north suburbs of Chicago. And they filmed it in Melbourne, Australia.
Now, do you think people who don't live in Chicago are fooled?
You know, they could do a lot with magic, and there's a lot of interiors, of course, where you can reproduce anything. But there are certain scenes where you're just like, that looks a lot more like Australia. And my favorite was, and this drives me nuts, because, of course, we want the jobs to come to Chicago. We want, you know, the filming to take place here. But there was a film called My Spy a few years ago, comedy thriller. And it was filmed in Toronto. And at one point, the hero is being chased down the Dan Ryan, and then the police say, he's taking the Naperville exit. He's taking the Naperville exit. And then 5 minutes later, they're in Naperville, but again, they're in Toronto, and they go, he's heading to the Naperville International Airport. He's heading to the, and they get to the Naperville International Airport, which I did not know existed. And there's a big chase, and they get to the end of the runway, and at the end of the runway, it's the Grand Canyon. There's a giant cliff. And I'm like, I've been to Naperville. It's a lovely, lovely city, and there's much to do there. I still can't find that cliff.
Yeah, that kind of ruins it for us here watching, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, as long as Dick Clark doesn't do the New Year's Eve cut-ins from Green Bay and say it's Chicago.
They better not. I'll be watching.
Talk to you again next Thursday. Thank you, Richard. Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com. For web design, development, and digital marketing, it's AmericanEagle.com.